Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Hopefully we've waited long enough for the gardeners and their blowers and the F-35s that are flying around this morning to be done, that we can communicate this message without all the background noise that has been going on for the last 30 minutes. I think it's a short message this morning. We have finished that series, certainly haven't finished the total subject, but finished that series wherein we were looking at God's faithfulness and what He has done as He said He would do to a people called Israel and a people called Judah, probably the kindest description of them is, and of their unfaithfulness, but because God has His purposes in mind, and He says His ways are not our ways, God's going to get it done anyway. I normally don't title a message before I've delivered it. The title generally comes from the message, but this morning, this message is going to be called The Called. Jesus said in Matthew 20, verse 16, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And I remember we did a message on that, just that you might have a little encouragement if you're having some trouble in this life, when it says, so the last shall be first, that's a permanent condition. And the first, that's a temporary condition. Last, a permanent condition. A great little lie of Satan is, he who has the most toys wins. But that's not our message today. So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few chosen. He repeats in the 14th verse of the 22nd chapter of Matthew, For many are called, but few chosen. The same word is used by Paul as he opens his magnum opus, that is, perhaps his greatest expose of Christianity, not that religion that most of the world looks at and calls Christian, but what real Christianity is. Paul opens this letter to the Romans, and he says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Paul starting to talk about God's promises concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. Oftentimes on this subject we have said of Jesus Christ, in the eyes of the world, Jesus Christ on Calvary died a failure. It is by his resurrection the basis, the foundation of Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. That's our hope, folks. That promise of God, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead shall also raise our bodies from the grave. By whom we have received grace and apostleship. I need to stop for a minute. When it says, by whom we have received, this Greek word is lambano. And rather than, a picture of something being dumped in your lap, there is the idea of grabbing hold of it by, and what is it that we grab hold of? Grace, unmerited favor, and apostleship, being sent is the sense. Peter, Peter says in his second epistle, in the first chapter, the 13th verse, he says, yea, I think it meet, or I think it's right, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, that is, in the flesh, I think it's right to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, What we're trying to do today is put you in remembrance of God our Father, of His faithfulness, and who it is that has called you by whom we have received grace, that is, by Jesus Christ, grace and apostleship to the obedience of faith, not to the faith. I watched something last night, it got me so riled up, you know, it's Christmas time. Catholic people, don't take me wrong on this subject. It's the institutions. But, you know, I'm somewhat of a Bible historian. Only because I had a great pastor who taught me very well. But I watched this ad where the Catholic Church is making an appeal to lapsed, quote-unquote, Catholics, you know, to come back to the church. Because in as they were listing their accomplishments, they said, who compiled the Bible? Bull spit. That's all I can tell you. You know, liars embellish. I'm not calling any individual Catholic a liar. I'm saying that institution can't even stand on the truth of its own history. It has to embellish. Okay, enough said on that. I didn't even intend to bring it up, but there you have it. grace and apostleship to the obedience of faith, that is the attentive hearing, that is running to the sayer. Who's doing the speaking? If there's hearing, who's doing the speaking? It's God. Who's the sayer? It's God. What is our response? We run to it. We give attention to it. Among all nations, by whom we have received grace and saintship, we're also all supposed to be telling the story. If we're not telling the story, we tell somebody about one who is telling the story. Among all nations, for His name, that is to give glory to His name, among whom ye are ye also called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Hagios is the word. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. It has to do with commitment. So we have in the first verse, called an apostle. The sixth verse, among whom ye are also called of Jesus Christ. The seventh verse, called to be saints. We move a little forward in that book of Romans. Same word, folks. The eighth chapter of Romans, that one of the most famous verses of the Bible that everybody loves to quote but misquotes because it's mistranslated in the King James, wherein it says, and we know that all things work together for good. No, that's not what it says. It says, for we know that God enters in to all things to work his good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, called according to his purpose. In, excuse me, in the first epistle of the Corinthians, Paul uses the word again. And he says, Paul called an apostle. He says in the second verse, under the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified, that is, set apart in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call. Now, you know, in all these uses before, the caller, the one speaking, the one who has called is God. When it says, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, that Greek word, that Greek word is in the middle voice. They do it for their own sakes. We do it for our own sakes. But he says again, called to be saints. In the 24th verse of that same first chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, called Let's jump to the end of the Bible, at least to the end of the arrangement of the Bible. It says, in the 17th chapter, the 14th verse, describing war, it says in the 13th verse, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, that's the enemies of God. These, those who give their power to the beast, enemies of God, these shall make war with the Lamb, that's Jesus Christ, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him, when he's overcome them, they that are with him now, it describes those that are with him when Jesus comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and overcomes this present evil world. They that are with him, called and chosen and faithful. Called, kletoi, is the Greek word. And chosen, eklektoi, chosen. We who have studied that word, found in the fourth verse of the first chapter of Ephesians, where it says, accordingly, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. God did this, and we know he did it for himself. The ones that are with him, called and chosen, elected, and faithful. Not only are we receiving grace, but we're grabbing hold of grace, unmerited favor. For the last 7 weeks, 8 weeks, we have put God on display. We have revealed God as he revealed himself to us through his word. And history is replete with God's faithfulness to those who will hear his word and grab hold of it and not cling to the traditions which men would place in place of the word of God. And faithful, pistoi. These are all in the nominative case. That means they're the subject. The subject of what? Of the calling, of the choosing, and of the gift of faith of God. I would, God would, have you put in remembrance of these things of whom he called, he chose, and has gifted faith. Stop. We need to stop looking at ourselves as to whether we're worthy or not, and understand who our caller is, who our chooser is, who the gifter of faith is who gives us grace. It is God who spoke the worlds into existence, who called your name, who chose you in Christ before the foundations of the world. Put confidence in God our Father and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who has the power by the resurrection to do that which he has called you and chose you by speaking and faith which comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, to the praise and glory of his name, who has all power and who is getting it done our Father in heaven. And whom he has placed in his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the good news. This is the gospel. This is the good spiel. This is the Godspell we are called and chosen to be under the influence of God speaking, folks. If you're celebrating that which is called Christmas, I hope that you and your families have a good time. If you're not, I hope you have a good time. I think this will be the last message for 2018. Therefore, I'll end it by saying this to you. God is faithful. Let us also be faithful. And that's the God School for today.